Thank you. So, God and we, we are not enemies. But the difference is that He is Nitya Nityanam. Nityanam means plural. Nitya Nityanam. Nitya is singular. And Nityanam means plural. We are all plural. We live in entities. We are plural. But God is one. Singular. But that cannot be plural number of God. It is mistake to say that my God, your God, his God, Christian God, Hindu God, the Muslim God. God cannot be two. Then there is no question of becoming God. There is no competition between God. No. God means the great. Nobody can be greater than him. Nobody can be equal to him. That is God. Nitya Nityana. Now it has become a fact, especially in India. So many gods coming. Deities. So we don't want that kind of God. God is not made by mystic factory, by meditation, or by this method. No, God is always God. That's why Krishna. Krishna is God from the beginning of his birth. He did not go to the forest for practicing mystic yoga to be the Lord. Or giving big bears and hostages in the Lord. No, Krishna is not that kind. He is God, us. Be similar. Nitya Nityana, Chintana, Chintana, Dham. So, all of us, we are in that. God is our singular and we are our singular. What is this only one? God is also our singular, living force. We are also living force. The difference is only his singular number, we are plural. Then what is the difference between the singular number and plural number? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ego bhunaju vidurati tamam. Ego, that singular number, is providing maintenance or necessities of life. That singular. We are being provided and he is providing. This is this. Otherwise he is also individual, we are also individual. Now that is the proof. Ego bhunam vidurati tamam. Just like there are 8,400,000 forms of living. I don't call species of form, but it is that. Millions. This description of the living entity is given also in the shastra. Kīthādra sattva-vāvasya sattva-vāvasya-sattva-vāvasya-sattva jīva-vāvasya-vīdhyā sa anantāya-kalpa. The living entity is a small particle. The smallness is also this, the magnitude of this fact. Kīthā-agra, the tip of your hair, top of your hair, comments. And Satavaras is divided into 100 parts. And then again one part after dividing. Then again divided into 100 parts. That means 1/10,000 part of the form of the earth. That small molecular particle. That is our identity. Upon that small particle, we have developed this body. Now we are not this part. Because this part says that we existed in the past. We are existing now. So, in the past I did not exist in this part. Neither life shall exist in this body. In this I have to give up. Today or 100 years after. So I am not this body. I am the spirit soul. And because that small particular spirit soul is in this body, I am you. This body is moving. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetam. Chetam, that is Chetam. Chetanam is living form. But if you are materialized, because it is so small, you cannot find it. If you dissect the body, the medical man will try to understand. But you cannot find it out. It is so small, it is not possible to see without this naked material eye. It is not possible. You can get information from the basic research. That is understanding of the soul. Don't conclude by your hands, because our knowledge is very imperfect, because our senses are imperfect. Senses are imperfect, you can understand when a man is dead. Now find out what is that thing is lost, that the man is now dead, my father is dead. When that small particle was there within the body of my father, as soon as I called, father, he gave me the reply, yes, my son. Now I am crying, father, please get up, No reply. And I say, my father is now gone. Where are your father? The father which you saw, the hands are left, they are lying on the bed. Why you say gone? He's lying there. This is past ignorance. We do not know what we are, and therefore we do not know what is God. Because if you can understand this small particle, just like a drop of seawater, you analyze it, you taste it, then you can understand what is a big thing. If you can understand a drop of water from the sea, then you can understand what is a big heart. Mass one. There is no limit. That's why we say something, physical something. Chemical analysis is very different something. Analysis. And then we understand the whole straw. In chemical factory, in laboratory, for testing the genuineness of something, the taste is there, but then they were a little small. And my chemical analysis, by testing with other chemicals, they can certify it to the best. Similarly, we are all samples of God. We are all samples, not God. The God is irrelevant. He is one. But we are, because we are just like this sun and its sunshine. So what is the sunshine? Those who are physicists, they know the sunshine is combination of shining particles. The sunshine. They, those who are experts, scientists, they know. Even if you have electricity, you see within the microscope a drop of water, you find so many things, combination of so many things. Anything is there. So, this sunshine is combination of small atomic shining particles. So that means, comparing these shining atomic particles and the sun grow very great difference. Similarly, we are also small particles of the same quality as God, just like the shining particles. This sunshine, this combination of shining particles. So, our relationship is that quality in me, we are one in God, but not quantity. Quantitative means, eva rupahunam rupadhyatikamam, he is providing the necessities of life of so many millions and trillions and thousands.
Ananta. So Ananta is also. The living entity is as Ananta, you cannot count. Just like you cannot count this hand carrying small body. It is not possible. But they are simply combination of a small part. So that is all. That is the difference between God and me. I am so much harassed for maintaining two children. I want to have 2 children and not 1. I have to give up my whole life. I have to come to the foreign countries and work very hard. I am so much embarrassed, even for maintaining a small family. And God is maintaining millions and trillions of elephants. From as elephants. You know, elephants they eat at the time 40 kg. So there are millions and trillions, not only there are bigger elephants also. Those who are actually conversed with the animal life. I have read in a book that in Africa there is a part of jungle where gorillas live. And in that place, a kind of tree grows. The roots of that tree is just like nuts, but it is not as hard as iron bullet. So hard. But in that water, the gorillas live and they enjoy that hardness. They eat. Similarly, the desert, we see there are deaths and foggy leaves. When the camel pass through the desert, the man eats the deaths and the animal eats the foggy. There are other grounds also. Just try to understand what is the arrangement of God. Everywhere. It doesn't matter what kind of animal a living entity is. There is arrangement. There is arrangement. And the passage is saying, Oh, Atmani, Sahasthanam, Oh, Badani, Sahasthanam, Nunam, Vodam, Tatra, Jiva Jiva Sa Jivanam. Everywhere there is full arrangement. Jiva Jiva, one living entity is the provision for the animal living. Ahasprani Sahasrana. Living entities who has no hand, they are full party. Animals who have got hands. Just like we are human beings. Our food is or husband, the vegetable, or animals. They are only used animals. They have no hands. Or God, they have no hands. It is very nicely expressed. Or husband is God. Those who have got hands, they are mentally the animals who have no hands. Or the land is pronounced, this is God. All small people, they cannot walk. So they are good for the chaturthana, for the four living. Let's say cow, goats, food. You will find this food element everywhere. When Dhritarashtra was dealing with the Pandavas after the family all being killed. The Pandavas gave shelter to the Hamhantu after his uncle and the eldest member of the family. He was sitting very nicely under the protection of the Pandavas. But his youngest brother, Vidura, came and chastised him, my dear brother, eldest brother. This, your nephews, with whom you fought as enemies, now you have lost everything. And you are living at the care of them just like dog. Do you think it is very nice? Just to have a village without renouncing. Yes, he fought. Yes, it is very much insulting. I always treated them as my enemy, and I fought with them. Now I have lost of everything, my family, my children, my kingdom, and I am living at their mercy. So it does not do well.
In India, he left the palace.
So Yudhishthira Maharaj came, how had his respect, because it is duty, according to Devi's belief, to offer respect in the morning, first respect to the elderly members of Sridhar Master of Hariyavu. So again, he saw the Anandu was not there. So you are very much perplexed. Yes, where you are not? Who is supplying you food? The narrow instructed him. But don't worry. There is enough food. Throughout the whole world, wherever you go, you'll find your food. And this connection, this verse was the Ahatmani Havasthan. Enough, anywhere you can go, get food. It is a false propaganda that there is scarcity of food. Anywhere God has created food for everyone. We are simply mismanaged. As per time told in every meeting, that food production is so profuse, or it can be made so profuse, that we can maintain 10 times the whole population of the world. But we are mismanaged. Just like in Australia, in Africa, and India, so much place better. You can produce food. So, God has provided everything. That is the distinction between God and Jesus. Ego, Ru, Mohanam, Vidhastha. So we are all individuals. The only difference, try to understand, only the difference between God and we is that He is maintaining all the Buddha. We are all Buddha numbers, He is similar. He is managing, maintaining everything. That is God. All power, all opulence, that is. So, now, the point is, dear Krishna says, that both you, me, and all the kings and soldiers, they were in the past, existing, they are existing at present, and it shall continue to exist in the future. Then the question is, then why there is birth and death and old age? This is the problem. This is the problem. If I desire, if I existed in the past, if I exist in a present, and if I continue to exist in the future, then why this embarrassment? Birth, death, old age? That is the real problem of life. That is the real problem of life. Unfortunately, the present civilization, they have no knowledge what is the actual problem. They are simply living for the temporary life. We can live at a certain place, safer and maybe at most. We are living to make improvement, the style of living for that 100 years, not even 100 years. It is a moment, 50, 60, 70. But we forget our eternal existence. This is ignorance of the present. We remain in the past. I am here in the present. And I have continued. Then, why this change is? Why there are so many varieties of life? So many conditions of life? This is the real problem. Janma Mukti Garabhyari Dukkha Dushanandha. In Janma, even in the birth, now, the child in the home is being killed by the mother. They do not see, this is the problem. I may become any. Because, prathadrihantram prati jivastatulam yati. As soon as I give up this body, as I have given up so many bodies in my life, so as soon as I give up this body, I have to accept another God. Then what kind of body I am going to accept? That is the same man's problem. I am going to be cat, or dog, or tree, or a millionaire, or a scientist, or a demigod, or what am I going to become? Because there are so many varieties of life. We have to say, Tathāsvī āntaraṁ prāpti. After that, you have to accept another form. Because any sane man will think, then what kind of body I can get? Next.
There no knowledge. In university we, there is scope of university, advancement knowledge. Where the one does not know what kind of body I am going to get. Where is that fact? But it's a fact. As I was, as in this life, as my past, present and future. That's like a child. A child has passed his babyhood body. And then his future is a boyhood body. A boy's future is youthhood body. The old man, the youthhood body is old man, there must be something next. So we do not understand. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Kathādi āndaram prāt. Yehi-lakṣmi kathādi kaumāna dhūpna nājala. Kathādi āndaram prāti hiyo-tattva-namīya. So, we do not take care that what kind of body. But if you say, no, there is no body. So that is not case. Because if a child says, so there is no future body. He may say, but that is not his fact. He has a future. A child, a baby, if he says, no, there is no future. I am not going to be old. No, that's not. You must have to become. And you must have to die. And you must have to take God also. And as soon as you say, God, you must have to become old. You must have to ask for diseases. These are the problems. John number 2, the Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, that you are very smart, you are very great scientist, you are very great philosopher, you have solved all the problems. That's the end. Now, here is another thought. John number 2, Jalandhari, what you have done for me? Then you are silent. Then you are silent. Complete. So, this is the real problem. John number 2, because we are in Canada. By this part we can understand that I existed in the past. It means I existed in the past as animal. Now I have got human form of body. It may be in future I am going to accept another body of its feet, stand up for 10,000 years. That is according to my karma. Otherwise, why there are so many different kinds of body? Just like we have got so many different types of things. All the ladies and gentlemen who are sitting here, they have got different dresses. That means, according to his means, he has purchased a particular type of dress. Similarly, this body is also obtained according to the particular type of our world. Karmana, Devana, Krema, Janta, Deho, Bhavataya. These are the statutes. So, our discussion movement, is very important moment. It is giving people the knowledge of his past, present and future. Although the rascals do not know the past, present and future, they know something of the present, neither of the future nor of the past. So this knowledge is not perfect. If you want perfect knowledge, then you must get to these offerings. That's why we are presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Take lessons from Bhagavad Gita. It is so important that don't interpret it in any of his crazy way. Take it, add it. Then you will understand the value of your life, how to make progress, what is the value of this human form of life, where from you are coming, where you have to go, when you are put into this miserable condition of life. Actually, we are all in a miserable condition of life. So long, there is one thing holding that we did. We may come talk that I am very happy. What is your happy? How long are you happy? Suppose you are born in a nice house, very nice family, or nice band dinner, you are thinking happy. But any moment you will be kicked out. Any moment. Any guarantee that you will leave here? For so many years in enjoy your so-called happy life. No, these are not happy life. We have become dry. And the so-called dry leaders are pushing us to the head. We do not know that. This is the master said moment in this day. If you try to understand it,
It's not that we have found out something by his help. No, it is already there. The Vedas are already there. The Bhagavad Gita is there, existing. For the last 5,000 years, there is no change. Because the laws of nature have changed. Somebody says the modern. What is this modern? Does it mean the modern man does not dance? Does it mean the modern man does not eat? Does the modern standardizing from the Western parent? What is modern? There is nothing modern. Everything is perpetual, eternal. It is going on. If there are maybe some little changes from time, that is another. But the regular ways of the laws of nature, they are perpetual. Devi ji sadhanamai moma jyotya. There is no postura modern as. That is just like Krishna says that it is not that in modern we are now living. No, you live in the past and in the future you are also living. Now you are living. So there is no postura of modern or past. That is eternal. So this is the problem of human society, that one should understand the values of God. Just as you have come to this human form of life by gradual evolution from aquatic to plant life, tree life, insect life, God life, beast life, now you have to decide what is next life. If I do not know, by nature grace, by evolution, nature has given us this human form of life. This is a charm. This is a chance. Nature is giving you a chance to understand yourself and the problems of life and make a solution. And the solution is there. First of all, we have to understand that we are part and parcel of God. God is spirit, so I am spirit. God is Brahma, Parabrahma, I am Brahma. I am everyone. This is understand. And as soon as you understand that you are not this body, then you are liberated. Not in actual, but at least you come to the platform of knowing yourself. Then after knowing yourself, you can make your stuff out, your program. Because at the present moment we are working under misconception that I am this body. I am Indian, American, I am this, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, like that. Designation. I am working for the designation. But as soon as you come to the platform of spiritual understanding, then your real work will be. Now you are working on this platform. Brahma Bhuta Ratanatma, Rasurati. Now our position is Jiva. I am called Am. Identifying with this word. This is called Jiva. Omivanta Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Lokasana. Krishna says, all these living entities, Mr. Nityan, we are part and parcel of Krishna. He says, how many want to be? They are my part and parcel. Manasaskari Indiani, it is concept. Because they are under the concept of this body, they are working with the mind and senses and struggling in this material. This is the truth. So, if you want to stop this struggle for existence, then you must know what you are. That is called Brahma-bhūta. Brahma-realization or self-realization. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-atmā nasodhari-natāṁ samaskarye-bhūteṣu man-bhakti-ravate-parāṁ. This is the enunciation of Brahma-bhūta. As I realize yourself that I am not this God, I am spirit source, I am Brahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. Krishna is described in Bhagavad Gita. What's the next question? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Bhavishram Paramam Bhava. So, he is Param, that's why he is Samita. He is the chief living entity. Param. We are living entity, he is also living entity. But he is the chief, the most exalted, the chief. Asamod, the great, God is great. So, he is great, we are small. This is Brahma realization. Not that I have also become as great as Krishna. No, that is a human policy, the karta. That is ignorance. You cannot become Krishna. He cannot be controlled. Your knowledge has already been controlled. But you are the same quality, the small person. That is your And if you revive your knowledge quality, that is your perfection. Not that by becoming God. Well, if you revive your qualities of God, then you can become God's father. Why do you become God? That's why God has said his devotee. Krishna has said his devotee as his father. Krishna has said his devotee as his mother. And his mother, Yashoda, chastising Krishna. Krishna is fearful to everyone, but he is afraid of his devotee, his mother. So I used to be God, he become father. That is Krishna consciousness. We want to become father of God, mother of God. It is a great fact. I try to understand. So Mr. Nityananda Sivana, so we are Idana, God is Idana. We have some very intimate relationship with God. So you have that relationship and we have it. That is Krishna consciousness. And we have it.
You can form your opinion, but nature's laws are different. You can say that now I have become a human being, I'm not going to be good. But that's not the style. You are living in a city, you have got a particular type of dress. If you do not maintain property, then you get another dress which may not be human being. But our this Krishna consciousness movement is not to maintain this dress or that dress. We want to get out of this temporary dress. That's it. We have got already our body, spiritual body. That is now dress material. Just like your coat is cut according to your hands and legs. Similarly, this material body is a power. We have got spiritual hands and legs. So our this propaganda is to stop dressing anymore this material dress, to remain in your own original form, spiritual form, and go back home back. That is all. We are not concerned about this dress or that dress. That is not our purpose. We don't want any more, any material dress. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me vibham tu janati tapa. Tapta deham punar janma tarsi, mame si, om. Now therefore they are good. If you simply try to understand about me, Krishna, janma karma, why I come, why is my sickness here, to come here? I am sitting down. Why I come here? Janma karma. Why I take so-called bath? Actually, he does not take bath, but yet he appears like it. This is a great fact. If you simply try to understand about Krishna, janma karma maji, jo janati tapas, in truth, then, tapasadeya, after giving up this body, you are not going to accept any more any material. Taptati, Pudal Janma. Pudal Janma, there is no bath of the living in. But Pudal Janma, bath is appreciated only by changing the dress because we have no understanding of the spirit soul. So bath's death is concerned with this material body. If you have no bath, then you have no death. Wherever is bath, there is death. This body is war, therefore there is death. But if you don't get back, you remain in your original spiritual, Nityananda. If you remain, then there is no question of death. So, it is not the problem that after this body I get another nice body. We are not preaching that kind of thing. We are preaching that you have a spiritual God. He has got your spiritual identity, Brahma Bhuta. You revive that spiritual consciousness. You become liberated from this situation of taking birth and death. That is our purpose. You are not concerned this body of death. He called it that one, all material body. So, not to remain in material body, but to revive your, just like, not to remain covered by the disease of fever. Sometimes you get fever, become covered. So, get out of the feverish condition and remain in your vertical. That is called mukti. Mukti, dipta, anatha, rupam, sarupena, avasthiti. This is called mukti. Liberation means, now we are living under designation. So, when we give up this designated life and come to our actual life, that is called mukti. Mukti, dipta, anatha, rupam. Because we have got now designated place. I am identifying myself as human being, a cat, a dog, as American, as European, as Australian. These are all getting mixed. When it comes to the real understanding, Aham Brahmasmi, I am part and parcel of God. That is your real understanding. And at that time, you become happy. Yes. Just like a diseased man. When he came, his breath is everywhere. He becomes very happy. Similarly, as soon as we become free from this designation life, we come to the real life of spiritual life, that we become. Nasodati nakant, samaskarvetu bhutesh, then you can see everyone on equal level. You are trying to establish universal brotherhood and so many things. But that is not possible on this material platform. Unless you come to the spiritual platform, this equality, fraternity, they cannot understand. Then Madhavati Labati Para, then you have passed the devotional service of Buddha. This is the process. So we are really trying to give this education to the human society. We are not concerned about bending the body from the body. No. Even look your past, you are a child, you know that. Is it not? But when is that body child?
You say that?
Yes. It is to be supposed, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. That is our original state. Now, by contact with this material nature, we have forgotten. I come from India. Suppose I remain here for many years, so I may forget about my home. But it is a fact that I was Indian. My home was India. Therefore I call Indian. I may forget. Similarly, actually, we were with Krishna. But we do not know when you have left our home or left Krishna and come to this material contact. That is another thing. And it is a fact that we are living. Because we are not living in the world. Independence. Just like a very weak man sometimes is from home life, his father and mother. He lost that in his sleep. That is his choice. Similarly, from Sastra we can understand that originally we were in Krishna. With Krishna. But somehow or other, we have come to enjoy this material world, therefore we are in entanglement. Now get out of this entanglement and go back to sleep. That is all.
Since we have been in the
state
of perfect consciousness, and surely we would have been able to have the awareness of the material existence that has been no good work. So why then would have we gone to?
That is ignorance. Because we are very small particle of Krishna. We are subjected to ignorance. We are not fully in knowledge. Therefore, just like a child out of ignorance does something wrong. Similarly, Krishna Priyadi Bhavan. So we thought that by giving us Krishna's association, we can be happy in an independent. And then when you learn that, you become a man.
Is it possible that the whole world society will evolve from?
Yes, they are actually Brahma, but they have to accept this.
We have
realize the whole world enemy, but they are not prepared to accept.
How long would it take?
It will take only once a day, for my daily.
The level of consciousness that is now,
can that be driving the whole world? Level of material consciousness, so you have to undergo the process. This process is just like your thumbs to hear. This is also one of the process. Samanam ki tanam vishnu smaranam tadati yunam atanam bandhanam lasam. The process is that if you are not living in cleanness, that yes, if I am out of Krishna consciousness and suffering, let me have my Krishna consciousness. This is the beginning. This is called Sadhya. Sadhya, then you have to associate with persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Adu Sadhya Padu Sadhu Sadhu. Then he will practice how they are doing, how they are practicing this process. That is called Bhajanakriya. Then Anasami with Krishna, then all the unwanted things which are acquired, just like these boys, this girl, that given us, four simple activities. No easy threat, no meeting, no gambling, no enough. They do not get even thin or small. How they are doing? Because they are feeling. So, all of them, these are unwanted things. This is not required. But by association we have learned. From the birth, we do not learn how to smoke. But later on, by a bad association, we learn all these things, smoking, drinking, and this. These are meaningless. Because we have to purify it. If you increase your unwanted things, then there is no possibility of you having your own consciousness. You have to be free. That is called tapasya. So tapasya brahmacharyena. So you have to undergo the process. Then it is not really that to realize your Krishna consciousness and become perfect.
That everything in cosmos makes the world progress. So after the human being is dead, how could possibly go from one thing to another? Would that have anything to do with bad karma?
Yes, according to karma, we get another body. So you have to do such things in this life so that we can go to Krishna. That is living in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti Jiva Pratadi Maham Bhakti Janti Krishna Pratah Bhute Jatani Bhutani Madhradi Maham Bhutani Maham. That in this is the opportunity. This is my thought of that. If you like it, you can go to the heart brother and sister. They will go down. Janti Jiva Jiva Pratah. There are many heart brother and sister. The division of life is very, very great. And comfort and standard of living, thousand times better than this in this planet. If you like it at home, you can promote yourself in those planets. Janti, Deva Pata Devan, Pitrin Janti, Pitrishvata, Vedipiti Lok. There are so many planets you can go. If you want to remain here, you can remain here. But, must you have no Pitrishvata, Ma, Pitrishvata, one who is after me, understand or developing Krishna consciousness is coming to me. Then it is up to you whether you want to remain in this kind of life, constantly changing one body to another, transplanting it, or whether you want to go better, standard of mind, heart, and system, or you glad you can go back to home with glory. It is up to you. But everything is possible.
Only one question that the people have here to be. You said that they are all given their 500,000 species of Christ.
8,400,000 species of
Christ. So, and then that they know of all these species.
Yes.
And then, in this life, I have this form, and I will be doing a good job. I can engage myself from this. But if I don't do a good job,
Yeah, same moment.
You don't know answer. You don't believe. You don't know answer. But you may not do. You may not know the future. But you know your past, and you know your future. And past and future also can know through the past. Past and future through the eyes. Through the eyes of past, you can see your future. Not with this eye.
I was referring to your
contest. Yes, you were done. No, John Grace.